It's time for an NRL news update. Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice, combined with powerful HR software. Visit myhr.works.
Okay, here's the NRL news update. Courier Mail reporting. Broncos have re-signed Selwyn Cobbo. Now, Brian, the reports are the young Maroon has a three-year extension worth $2 million.
Ooh, nice. Good on him.
So on its way to $700,000 a year. Thoughts?
Well, I presume they think that he's going to be a fullback, and I do agree. I know he played a lot of his junior football at fullback. That's fullback money.
It's high-end.
High-end for a winger.
Well, Matty Burton, I suppose he's already played for Queensland, but Burton got about $500 to go to Canterbury.
Yes.
But they did sign him earlier, so.
It is high-end, but they're banking on that he's going to be in 3 years. That's cheap.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's fair enough. He had interest from seven NRL clubs, so that's going to help, including the Dolphins. Big, big boost for the Broncos, having recently lost Academy star Sammy Walker, Reece Walsh, etc. to the rivals. So that also plays a part. A little bit paranoid about losing another young star. I would have thought the Broncos taking on the Cowboys in Townsville. Big game coming up. Now, News Corp reporting Matt Lodge to sign for the Roosters. And I've had a bit to say on this. Roosters are on the verge of signing controversial front row enforcer Matt Lodge for the remainder of the season at around $100,000, right? To desperately get things back on track for them. Now, I don't have a problem with the Matt Lodge stuff. You know, what he's done, how long can we hold the bloke to what he's done? He's had decent attitude since he's come back, so I'm not going to hold the bloke for that. But what I think is ridiculous, Brian, is that you can only have $100,000 in your cap or thereabouts. You let two players go, Ronald Volkman and Freddie Lussick, who don't go near your top 17.
No. Nope.
Right? And you can pick up a player who would walk into it. And this is less about Matt Lodge, but Tevita Pangai Jr. last year, similar scenario. How can you have on grand final day, which he ended up pulling out injury, so the rugby league gods played a part there.
Yep.
Or injured or suspended maybe. But he missed the grand
injured.
Final. Yes, missed the grand final. But they could have had him who, what's his market value, Tevita Pangai Jr.?
600?
600 to 800, 600, 700.
Yeah.
Yep. So they could have had him playing grand final day, right? Up against South Sydney, who don't give a rat's how many games he's played for you during the year.
No.
So it's just so stupid that we allow this to happen. So if I'm running a club, I actually don't, and I said this at the start of the year, every team should be either having two players ready to flick so you can have a tilt at one of the lower place teams. So you could go to Stefano, you Toi Kamano. We could go to one of those gun players in one of the lower teams. You can grab for about $100,000, $150,000.
Yeah, you need the other club to release him.
You're
not going to release many. There's not many gun players getting released.
No, but even say the Tevita Pangai Jr., right? So in his instance, where somebody's already signed to go somewhere else for the next year, maybe they're going to the Dolphins, for example, right?
Yep.
So if I'm a club who can't make the finals, I want to let you go because we can save some dosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other team gets a free shot with an $800,000. Are we having a salary cap or we're not? Because this is manipulating it heavily.
Yeah. But do you think that they got rid of Lussick and Volkman, knowing that they were going to pick up Lodge?
Of course. Or knowing they could pick up a player.
Anyone.
Of course. And why wouldn't you? They're a smart club. But it's just stupid how we allow this to happen. Good on the Roosters because they're not breaking any laws. But do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So you could effectively, you know, my big thing should be if you're going to pick them up for the rest of the year, this makes it very, very hard, then you have to have a contract from them for the next year.
Gotcha.
You can't have the Tevita Pangai Jr.
Yeah.
You know, detour story.
You're right. It is a or
which his will be the same. He won't end up at the Roosters.
Or no, he will end up at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think his father-in-law's the.
That's right.
The recruitment officer. I'm just trying to work out how they came up with the $20,000 a game as a value. Is that based on his Warriors contract?
Yeah, I'd say so. It'd be a pro-rata deal. So.
Gotcha. So effectively. He's going to come out in front because he got his $700,000 handshake deal.
Yes.
In full from the Warriors.
Yes.
Now he's just another 100 has jumped straight in.
Yep.
So he's a front rower worth 800 grand this year.
That's right.
I mean, good luck to him. I've got no problem.
So, Brian, what I'm saying,
player, but
what I'm saying, it is good business practice to keep 150, 200,000 in your cap for this scenario because it's going to happen every year where a team has a player who can't make the finals. They've already committed to go somewhere else for the rest of the year.
Yep.
So why not just, it's just a no-brainer. But anyway, it's a loophole and And Penrith took advantage of it last year. Roosters having a throw at the stumps. 27-year-old, he played his first 8 games of the year for the Warriors. He quit the Warriors in May. Had the altercation, of course, with the Warriors owner Mark Robinson that led him to walking out with a $700,000 golden handshake, if you don't mind.
But he got next year's as well, didn't he? I know he got half of this year.
That's right.
And he got his full whack from next year.
Correct. He could be the highest paid player in the game next year.
Who's his manager?
Origin 3, Brian, is officially sold out. NRL CEO Andrew Abdo has described International Rugby League as an X factor for the cloud and believes it will be momentum with a dedicated window at the end of the season too. So interesting to see how that plays out. Origin 3 is a sellout. We're already looking forward to the World Cup at the end of the year, so it is all up and about.
With the comments from Abdo, he was talking about the potential of tours coming back. Mm. How good was it? Oh, the tours. I used to love watching some of that old footage of the Kangaroos playing Super League clubs and vice versa when Great Britain played Illawarra in 92.
Problem is now, a lot of those tours go on for so long that all the stars, because they've played Origin, they've played all the rep footy, they won't go.
Two words, players union.
Yeah. Because you need to have 10 weeks off and all that.
But we've got quite, like from the Australian perspective, I think it'd be great. Let's say Selwyn Cobbo can't make the Australian team. Mm. He might actually go over on tour, get the experience, come back to NRL. Like we don't necessarily need to have the 17 best players go over. We could probably field 3 quality Australian teams that could go tour. So I think whoever wants to go over and get that experience and go play those clubs and give us content over summer, it's going to be great regardless.
Boys, wrapping up the NRL catch-up, Sydney Morning Herald reporting Benji's doing some work with Luke Brooks. This is a long way down the track to be doing this. Noddy has been quoted, Luke, and as in Brooks, and Jackson Hastings will definitely be our starting half. So there are reports he was going to be dropped. Looks as though that's not the case.